First Thessalonians chapter 5, if you would. Got a short message. Good night, have a short message because don't have a lot of voice. And I'll try to preach and just give you a few thoughts, if I could, and encourage you a little bit. I'm just trying to take these exhortations that God gives us here in First Thessalonians. I was even reading this afternoon a little bit, studying, getting ready to preach, and one commentator said, these things are good for young Christians. I found they're good for old Christians, all right? Been saved a long time, these verses are good for you. They'll help you. You've been saved just a little while. These verses are good, all right? So pay attention to what it says, all right? 1 Thessalonians 5:17, three words, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. I'll be honest, I think praying is one of the most challenging aspects of Christianity. Now, many of the world of unbelievers call upon God, but might not call it prayer. But on the other hand, there are many that would talk about prayer and say, well, it's nothing more than you just talking to yourself. Yet, for the believer, and that's who I'm preaching to tonight, all right? For the believer, prayer is an essential, necessary, needful part of your faith. Just so important, all right? You can't be a good Christian without prayer. Can't do it. If prayer is not an important part of your life, you're not going to be a good Christian. And I believe if I'd passed out papers and gave you a test and said, list the things that you think are required in a good Christian, I believe every one of you said, well, they'd have to pray. I have to pray. Prayer is an important thing, you know. The word pray is found 310 verses in our Bible. 310 verses in our Bible, you find the word pray. The word prayer is found in 109 verses. And said, how do you know? Because my computer says it's so, all right? I looked it up there and it claims that fact, computer program I have. Then the word praying is found 20 times. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ prayed. He was man, but he was God, and he prayed. The Bible also tells us the one thing the disciples asked the Lord to do for them, they said, we need you to teach us to do something. We need you to teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Got to admit, prayer is important. Prayer is important. We can't do without it. Now, I want you to notice what our text says about prayer and about praying, okay? Of all the things it could have said about praying, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. It doesn't say, pray fervently. Could have. It doesn't say, pray zealously. Could have. Doesn't say pray daily. So, well, the Bible says that in other places. I know. But this is exhortation. And doesn't say that. It doesn't even say pray in the will of God. Doesn't say pray seriously. You ought to be serious when you pray. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say pray unselfishly. Didn't say any of those things. But what God does tell us to do, and he says pray without ceasing. Now, what in the world does that mean? How do we do it? How do we do it? How do we pray without ceasing? I've had some people, I've read some commentators would say, well, that the pray without ceasing, what that means is to continually maintain a constant prayerful attitude in life. Maybe so. Maybe that's it. Maybe. But let's look at a couple of other places in the Bible where the Bible talks about doing something unceasingly or without, you know, continually. And let's see what it has to do with. Take a Bible over to 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Old Testament verse and talking about an individual that, boys, got a tremendous, the preaching on him is a tremendous thing. But 2 Samuel chapter 9, look what it says about Mephibosheth. All right? 2 Samuel chapter 9, look at verse 13. The Bible says, so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. Now, some people, you know, say pray without ceasing. That means you always got to be praying. Or it means always maintain an attitude, if you will, of prayer. Well, I ask you, the Bible said this guy, he ate continually, all right? He did eat continually at the king's table. Now, what do you reckon that mean? Did that mean he was continually, had a constant attitude of eating? Or was he always at the table eating and died from weighing 600 pounds, right? His heart quit on him. Now, I don't think anybody here thinks that. I don't believe anybody here thinks that's what happened. No. But it does mean this. It means that constant times and seasons, his eating was always at the king's table. It was always at David's table. When he ate, it was at David's table. That was a continual thing, all right? It doesn't mean he ate all the time. It doesn't mean that. But when he did, all of his eating, it was there. It was there. Go to the New Testament, all right? I want you to look in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And look here with me at verse 3. We're just trying to figure out exactly what's this deal when it says pray without ceasing. What is it talking about? How are we going to do that? How can we do that? 2 Timothy chapter 1, here's the Apostle Paul, and he says this in verse 3. I thank God, whom I served from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. All right? Does that say that regardless of what else he was doing, he was always praying for Timothy? Well, if he did, it's tough on him because there are several times that Paul makes a statement writing to a church that, hey, without, you know, I unceasingly remember you. I think of you. So he was the greatest multitasker in the world. If along with everything else he was doing and while he was doing it, he was always praying for Timothy. Now, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, okay? But I'm just trying to establish a biblical background for what is the Bible saying to us when it says pray without ceasing. I think maybe this verse here, notice he said in verse 3 of 2 Timothy chapter 1, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Night and day. When Paul said of Timothy and to Timothy, I pray for you without ceasing, he said, when I pray, I always pray for you. I always pray for you. I'm convinced when the Bible tells us there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, says to pray without ceasing, what does it mean? Well, it means you keep on praying. You keep on praying. Never quit praying. Just don't do it, all right? Never give up on your asking. You have a desire, you have something. We talk about prayer request. We don't quit with those prayer requests. We don't quit praying for them. We've had Hannah Leak on our prayer list for 2 years probably. And we've been praying. Don't quit. Pray without ceasing for her. Just keep doing it. Don't, you know, never give up on your asking when you're coming to God. I think it ought to be clear to us that God says to us, just don't quit. Just keep coming, keep praying. Now, sometimes we get weary in well-doing. And we take off, all right? Don't take off time from praying the way some people take time off from going to church. People take time off from going to church and say, well, you know, just I can't go for a few weeks. Or why not? Well, you know, there's milk in the refrigerator. And the old joke says one excuse is good as another, all right? So whatever it is, some people take time off from witnessing. Some people take time off from serving the Lord. Well, I've done my part. I'm going to let somebody else have a time. Good heavens, there's room for everybody to serve God. We don't have to take turns, all right? There's enough to do. Everybody can be involved. Don't take time off from doing those things. Don't take time off from praying. Just keep praying. You say, why is that so important? Why is it? Just a few reasons tonight. I'm done, okay? Number one, because our needs are unceasing. Our needs are unceasing. Take your Bible, Philippians chapter 4, all right? Philippians chapter 4. Notice what the Bible says here. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. We find this verse, all right? If I can find Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The Bible says here, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I just got a question for you. When do you quit needing stuff? When do you quit needing what God can give you? I haven't yet. I don't know if you can live long enough that you no longer need what God will give you. I haven't found too many real believers and dedicated Christians that, you know what, I got to a point in life and never needed anything from God, so I didn't have to pray anymore. No, my needs always go on. I'll have needs tomorrow that I don't have right now. Yesterday afternoon, I did something I try my best not to do, and that's go to Sam's on Saturday. I try my best not to go to Sam's on Saturday, but I went, had to. And on the way, I said, now, Lord, I sure would appreciate it if you could give me a parking place that didn't require me to hike to the building. And you know what? There was a parking place. Now, you say, was it next to the door? No, but it wasn't way out in the parking lot. It wasn't way out where I've been there before on days like on Saturdays. And I mean, it looks like the whole parking lot's taken up. And I had a good place, parked in there, got in, got out a lot quicker than I thought I would. Thank the Lord. Why? Had a need, so I asked him. He said, preacher, you pray about those kind of things? Why don't you? Amen. Have a need. Our needs are unceasing. They continue. You're going to need some things tomorrow. That's why I believe the Lord, when he prayed what is referred to as the Lord's Prayer, but it's his model prayer, the prayer was, give us this day our daily bread. Why? Our needs are unceasing. They don't cease, all right? We don't get to the place where we think, okay, Lord, don't need any more good health. I've had enough. Don't send any more. We don't get there. We don't get to the point where we say, Lord, listen, you've opened the windows of heaven. You've poured out a blessing, and my pockets are full. My buckets are full. The baskets are full. Every sack I've got's full. You can hold off. Now, I've never got there. Maybe you have. Hey, I have needs. The Bible tells us pray without ceasing. Why? Because your needs are unceasing. They'll be there. Keep praying. Keep praying. Second reason I believe you ought to pray without ceasing is because prayer, unceasingly praying, will change your focus. It'll change your focus. When you really begin to consistently pray, it just does something to you. And it's a little bit hard to explain. It's one of these things that's easier for you to grasp it if you'll do it than if you listen to me try to describe it happening. But it will change your focus. You become more focused on things above and on him who is above than on things here. The more you pray, the more you begin to get focused on the will of God. Lord, what do you want? Because sometimes we can be like kids. Kids can come and ask for everything. And sometimes I think, especially a young Christian's prayer, and it shouldn't be this way if you've been a Christian for a while and you've been praying unceasingly. You shouldn't be going, Lord, like a kid is at Walmart, you know, going through. Of course, they don't do it anymore. Maybe that's why they went to the self-checkout. All that stuff is not there. But on the old, you know, grocery stores and everything, you have a kid there and the kid gets in line. I want that and that. And that, and that, and that, and that, and that, and this. Could I have that? Could I have that? Hey, why? Because we think we got to have everything. And as little kids, that's the way they ask. They ask for everything they see. We just got to have it. Now, you as a child of God, you reach a little maturity about you as a Christian, surely that gets to the point where you don't think, I need that, need that, need that, need that. We get to that point where the Bible said if you got it, you'd consume it on your own lust. But listen, when you begin to pray unceasingly, and you do that, it switches your focus. You begin to get a little more focused on what God wants. And it's not a hard thing to say, Lord, if it be your will. You'll begin to think a whole lot more about what God thinks about than just what you might want. Just what you might want. I've prayed for some people before and said, Lord, would you give them this if it won't hurt them? If it doesn't hurt them. Some people are better off on the lower end of the scale economically. They're just better off. Because if they do too well, they forget God. They forget God. Hey, why pray without ceasing? Number one, because our needs are unceasing. Number two, it helps keep us, our focus, it'll change our focus. Number three falls right in there with it. It keeps us in touch with God. It keeps us in touch with God. Now, I believe he never loses touch with us. I don't believe he ever what happened to him? The Lord never says that. Well, where did so-and-so get off to? You know, you're out with your kids in a store. You're shopping, you look around, all of a sudden they're gone. Where'd that rascal get off to? And you begin going up and down the aisle looking for them. Here you are pacing the floor. And after a while, you start calling their name. Then they crawl out from under something and you want to beat the dickens out of them. But you better not in the store, okay? Don't do it. Hey, we get out of touch with our kids, but God never gets out of touch with us. But sometimes I think it's easy for us to get out of touch with him. Get out of touch with him. We neglect to pray. You begin to neglect to pray, and it won't be long before you begin to neglect other important activities. Other things that are important. Why? Well, because we quit praying. We got out of touch with God. Our focus got off. You with me? We're just not in touch with him. You say, well, I don't really understand it. I'll tell you. You quit talking to your kids for a few months. Quit talking to your kids for a few months. If you still got kids at home, quit talking to them for a few months. Now, I don't mean you never say anything, but quit really talking to them. Now, I hope you never do that. But if you do, you see what happens. You'll be totally out of touch with them. Out of touch with what they're doing. Just completely. Yesterday we were visiting, knocking on the door. There's a young man in there, and I could see him, the door standing open. I could see him in there. He was playing some video game. And so his aunt was there, and she went over to try to get him. And I said, you know, try to come get him. Finally, she talked him into coming over and talking to him. I bet first thing I asked him, I said, hey, what game are you playing? And he told me. I said, don't really know why I asked you, because I don't know anything about any of them. So why did you ask him? Because I want to kind of stay in touch a little bit. I want to kind of stay in touch. I never play a video. Well, I play a rare one, all right? But, man, all the games that are out there now, I don't play those games. And if you were to tell me what you play, I could talk to you. And I go, yeah, is that one? Yeah, you do that? Yeah, I really don't know what you're talking about. But I stay in touch just a little bit. You with me? Stay in touch. When I work with teenagers all the time, and I was a youth director at church, I constantly looked in the newspaper, and I looked at the movies and what was on the movies and what movies were playing all the time. Never went to the movies, never been to the movies. You say, why'd you do it? I want to stay in touch what they were in touch with. I want to stay in touch. Hey, when my kids were growing up, they were at home. We didn't have time like sit in the corner, let's not talk. Dad, can I talk to you? I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm busy. Hey, you get out of touch. You lose touch with them. You hear me? You quit praying. If you'll pray without ceasing, you'll stay in touch with God. You'll just stay in touch with Him. Tuned in. Right there with Him, knowing what's going on. You know, I can call. I called some folks this afternoon and left a message. They called me back, and I talked to them a little bit. Hadn't seen them in years. And some people say, man, we got a friend. We just pick right up where we left off. Well, yes and no. Because I hadn't been in touch with them. I don't really know what's going on. And they mentioned one of their, you know, I think it's one of their children they went to see. And they talked about it. I just act like I understood what they were talking about. But see, I'm out of touch. I don't know their kids. I don't know their children. Hey, they've got grandkids. I don't know their grandkids. I'm out of touch. But I don't want to get out of touch with Him. I want to be in touch. I want to be in touch. I want Him. I don't want to come to a point where I'm really in need and I feel like my praying is going to have to start with, Lord, do you remember me? No, I want to stay in touch. The Bible said pray without ceasing. Why? So you can stay in touch with the Lord. Number four, Luke chapter 18, would you? Luke chapter 18. Fourth reason you ought to pray without ceasing. Just keep praying, all right? Just keep praying. Don't quit. I have a need. Quit asking. You're always going to have needs. Keep asking. If you've got a big want, if you will, keep asking. Keep asking. Luke chapter 18. Verse 1, He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, to put that in the vernacular of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, that means pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Then He said in verse 2, there was in the city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto Him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And He would not for a while, but afterward He said within Himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Hey, wears me out. I'm going to do what she asked. I'm going to do what she asked. Look, I think you ought to pray without ceasing because it keeps your petitions before the throne. Keeps your petitions before the throne. Look, you've got a real need. You going to pray once and quit? Going to pray once and quit? Say, I'm done. I remember when my brother was in a car wreck years ago. And they thought he was dead, covered up on the street for dead, and got thrown out of the car. And I remember people praying. And we prayed. We didn't say, Lord, if you're not too busy, would you mind? No, it was again and again, come back knocking. Come back knocking. Lord, would you do it? Would you do something for him? Would you heal him? Would you bring him back? And multitudes of people were praying, all right? Hey, I want to tell you, this widow here serves as a challenge to you and I as believers to just keep coming. It ought to encourage us to pray unceasingly. Just don't quit. When you pray, it is right to keep asking, to continue to ask. Keep doing it. I believe you said, well, how long? Unless God makes it plain to you that the answer is no, then keep right on praying. Say, well, if I prayed for a year and He hasn't said yes, well, has He already for sure said no? If He hasn't, you keep praying. Keep praying. Don't quit. Don't quit. Stay after it. If it was worth asking for at the beginning. Now, some of the time what we ask for is not worth asking for. And we shouldn't ask. It's selfish and well, it is self-centered, all that. But hey, if you stay with it, there's an indication here is something that's important. Don't quit praying about it. Keep asking God. I've heard people's testimony of praying for years for somebody to get saved before they got saved. Before they got saved. Why? You keep doing it. Keep praying. Keep praying. Ask God to save them. We shouldn't give up. We shouldn't quit. Why? We want to see that person in heaven. All right? Just keep going. Unless God tells you absolutely for sure, you keep praying. Remember, Paul said, he said, I had a thorn in the flesh, and I besought the Lord thrice to take it away. And then God told him, hey, my grace is sufficient for thee. God said to Paul, no, I'm not going to take it away, but I'll help you through it. Now, if God sends that message to you, said, how did Paul get that? I don't know. But he got that from God. And so you keep praying until God says no. God says no. I believe, honestly, I think God needs to see that we're serious in what we're asking. I think it's important we do it, okay? So, hey, why do we pray without ceasing? Because our needs are unceasing. Because it'll help change your focus. It'll keep you in touch with God. It'll keep your petition before the throne. And just real simply, it's obedience in action. It's obedience in action. Right there in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we're exhorted to pray without ceasing. To do so is simple obedience. To quit praying is simple disobedience. Just simple disobedience. Just learn to pray. I wish I had the voice to sing the song that says, pray when the storm clouds gather o'erhead, hiding the light from you, filling your soul with sorrow and dread. Pray till the light breaks through. Just keep on praying till the light breaks through. The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. God keeps his promise. His word is true. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. Just keep on praying, all right? Keep on doing it. Look back in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, would you? I'm done. Told you it's going to be short, all right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want you to look. Notice what the Bible said here. Now, we used our text, was verse 17, but you want to look at verse 16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. If we'll pray without ceasing, there'll be more rejoicing. There'll be more rejoicing. Whoopee, God answered my prayer. God gave us what I wanted. God answered my prayer. A lot of people don't rejoice because they quit praying. Quit praying. Hey, listen. Maybe you got friends away from God, used to serve the Lord faithfully, and they're now out in the world, maybe a family member. Don't quit praying. Don't quit praying. Don't do it. Keep praying. You got a need. You got somebody you're burdened about. They're lost. Don't quit praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Whatever your needs are, learn to take them to the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Heavenly Father, Lord, a simple truth in the Word of God. We are to pray.